Long shadows reached across the lane as Barley and his brother Rye walked home from helping their father with the plowing. Father had sent them on ahead while he finished the last row. Early summer leaves grew thick in the hedges all around them, and insects buzzed in the golden late afternoon light. Though they were brothers, the two were as different as night and day. Barley, the younger one, had golden hair and a round, cheerful face, while Rye's hair was dark and his face was thin and clever. A rustle in the branches of a nearby bush made Barley pause. "It's a brigand," Rye said in a sharp whisper that made Barley's heart jump. "Quick, Barley, run for the house! Run and don't look back! I'm right behind you!" Barley dashed down the road. The brigands of Lost Castle were the most feared robbers in the land far away. They ruled everything on the far side of the river and often came to Humble Village to snatch away stray sheep and cows and even the occasional unwary child. When Barley ran in through the cottage door, Mother asked,
"Barley, why such a hurry? And where is Rye?"
"He saw a brigand in the road!"
Barley checked over his shoulder for Rye. He was nowhere to be seen. Barley's mother grabbed her biggest frying pan and charged out of the house. Barley followed close behind.
"Where?"
Mother asked as they ran.
"Down there,"
Barley said. Ahead of them, the road was empty, except for sunlight and shadows. No Rye in sight. The brigand had taken him. As they passed the place where Rye first warned Barley to run, a loud crash came from inside the hedge. Mother held her frying pan high over her head.
"Who's there? Show yourself!"
Rye tumbled out of the hedge and onto the dusty road. He rolled on the ground, shaking with giggles.
"Boo!"
he said between gulps of air.
"I'm a brigand! Better run!"
Barley felt his face turn hot as a steaming bowl of porridge. There hadn't been a brigand at all. Rye had only been playing a trick on him.
"Rye, you scared us both to death! I wish the brigands had taken you! It would serve you right!"
Mother said.
"What happened?"
Father asked as he came along the lane leading their horse, Old Lumpy.
"Rye said he saw a brigand,"
Barley said.
"Barley came running in the house and said there were brigands in the lane. So I fetched myself out here to give them a good sending off. But all I could find was this little imp."
Mother pointed her frying pan at Rye.
"It's no matter for joking, Rye," Father said. He reached out and helped Rye get up.
"Yes, Father,"
Rye said, all the laughter gone out of him. On Rye's face, Barley saw the sad memory of all their friends who had been stolen away.
"Tell your brother you're sorry for playing such a trick on him,"
Mother said.
"And tell me you're sorry for scaring me half to death."
"I am sorry,"
Rye said.
"Well, I know you don't mean any harm,"
Mother said. She took her two boys into her arms.
"You never do. But Rye, you've got to think about how your tricks make folks feel. What if you really had been taken by the brigands?"
"There'd be no one to torment Barley anymore," Father said, with a wink.